Welcome to our podcast, Quarantine Cassie. My name is Alice Boy, licensed marriage and family therapist, LMFT number 103013. My pronouns are she, her, they. I am the Cassie site supervisor at Milpitas High School. Cassie stands for Counseling and Support Services for Youth, and we provide short-term mental health therapy for our students on campus. Here with me today is Deirdre Nagayama and Irene Riquinho, who are our talented therapists on campus, now providing services via telehealth. However, today they are here in their capacity as beleaguered parents. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. My name is Deirdre Nagayama, also known as Ms. D around campus. I am an Associate Professional Clinical Counselor, APCC number 7263. My pronouns are she, her, they. I am the parent of a 12-year-old boy and a 9-year-old girl that I'm homeschooling.
Hi, everyone. My name is Irene Riquinho. I am an Associate Marriage and Family Therapist, AMFT number 105974. My pronouns are she, her, they, and I am a proud parent of a 2-year-old child.
All right. So our podcast today is primarily for our parents that are under siege, trying to keep their heads above water during this shelter in place. We're not going to necessarily provide what you should do, because honestly, we kind of get a lot of that already. The space we want to create here actually is to highlight topics and emotion that others in our community may be feeling during this shelter in place. Teenagers, we're sending out yours next week. So email me at abuy@musd.org. That's A as in apple, B as in boy, U as in umbrella, I as in indigo at musd.org if you have topics that you want to be addressed in next week's podcast. And so to jump right into it, how have both of you been experiencing the shelter in place as parents?
Well, things have been up and down over here. We, my husband and I have been trying to focus on the positive. We've taken time to show our kids how to do things that usually we're too rushed to do. For example, my 12-year-old is now grilling Costco frozen burgers as he desires them. Oh. Both kids have learned how to clean the toilet, and they're now both as enraged as I am with the amount of laundry to be done in our household. This, I feel, is a win.
That sounds like a major win.
Yeah.
with that, are they actually helping to do the laundry?
They are. It's mandated, but they are helping to do the laundry. And so it's just part of the routine now that when they maybe want to do screen time or something, there's a bunch of laundry on the bed. They can do the laundry and then earn the screen time. We did this before loosely, but just with our busy lives now, I think the amount of chores are really apparent because everyone's at home to witness it.
Okay. Irene?
Yeah, I wish my 2-year-old could also help me with the laundry, but I can't wait till she is ready to. I think that's a really nice way to really provide kids the tools that they need. But I think it's really helpful for me is that having to have that connection with my family, especially through TikTok. Since I cannot see a lot of my family, we actually do a chat group system together, and my twin sister and brother-in-law, they're college students, and they've actually introduced TikTok with me and my husband, and it's just funny the way that they connect with our 96-year-old, can you believe that, having to do a dancing routine through TikTok.
So oh my god, really?
Has been amazing, and her seeing her doing her push-up routine, I mean, it's just the amount of having to see that without the physical, face-to-face meeting. I mean, at least we're very entertained by that. Yeah.
That's the best thing I've heard all week.
Yes.
Any other ways that you've been experiencing the shelter in place? Some things that you appreciate?
Well, what I really appreciate is that my significant other and I, we've been compromising, and he has been an amazing support and helped me a lot in terms of, you know, the shelter in place. Even though he works, we try to manage our intimacy, which means not just the physical touch, but I am very fond with the Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman, and we have been doing the acts of service. I'm very big on word of affirmation, so little notes here and there before he wakes up, and kind of keep it to him when he gets to work, and reading it, you know, makes me at ease of what's happening right now. And also the quality time of strengthening our spiritual practice and faith have been really been there more than ever, especially because now there's a lot of live stream available online, and also being able to teach my daughter to pray together. I think that shows a lot of what I used to do as a child and growing up. So that's been really important for us as a routine.
It sounds like you guys have really been able to find ways to not just be or occupy the same space, but to also connect meaningfully with each other.
Yes.
That sounds amazing. What's been hard about the shelter in place?
For me personally, I've gotten a little bit overwhelmed with all of the resources and webinars. I'm, of course, grateful for them, but I kind of feel the haze of, you know, working from home and homeschooling the kids, and then, you know, wanting to like do a boxing workout that, you know, never really happens. So, and also just the reminder that we need routine and to put a schedule in place when sometimes it's just really difficult to do and the day just kind of goes where it needs to go, managing four people in a small space.
Have any fights broke out yet?
There have been some arguments. I think there's a difference is, you know, we check homework, but we don't generally check classwork. And if people are putting in a minimal effort, there's more accountability for the kids, and they aren't loving that. So we are trying to, you know, balance like kinesthetic learning, getting up, running around, and we're thankful to have a yard, and then hitting the books. But yeah, there has been a range of emotions by all members of the family.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, I think pretty typical from stories that we hear from, you know, our own lives and the people that we know, as well as those that we work with as well. Irene, what's been hard about the shelter in place?
Yeah, I think for me personally is about uncertainty about the future. As a personal disclosure, you know, I have gone through a lot of the chronic illness issues, and you know, having to hear the social media about the capacity that the hospitals have right now, it's very concerning. And even the fact that because of the possible recession as well, there's so much uncertainty in terms of the job, you know. I mean, just my husband having to work alone and being able to be exposed out there, that's really high anxiety provoking for us, especially for the immunocompromised like myself. And even slowing down has been hard too. I have an energetic, very energetic 2-year-old. And for her, knowing that mom is available, she thinks that I can do everything with her, you know, jumping, running around, and, you know, laying down on the ground and just do all those things, which is amazing because I haven't had that, you know, that quality time with her. But at the same time, mom has worked, even if she's at home, and there's a lot of chores that needs to be done right now. And unlike before, we have so much easy access to, you know, alternatives like, hey, if I don't have to cook, I can just go order and pick up something. But right now it's pretty limited and slowing down and uncertainty about, you know, the future is definitely there.
Yeah, I can definitely second the uncertainty. And I think many, many, many of us can identify with that feeling as well, and how it shows up in ourselves and with other family members. What have been some of the challenges working at home with your kids there?
There have been frequent interruptions in my house. In fact, everyone's limbing right now. It's that hour that school gets off. And they have been creative. They will send notes under the door, notes that read such as, I have proof, I have read, I am done with Khan Academy. And, you know, I think there's obviously more leniency now that everybody's in the same boat for that. But yeah, just being frequently interrupted in general when you're trying to work and get things done challenges the nerves.
I could not agree more. My two-year-old just learned how to open the doorknob. So now she's able to know that mom is in a room and thinks that she can just come in and barge in. At times when I locked the door, she would have this big fit, this, you know, crying out loud tantrum in the middle of my meeting, and she's just pleading to come in. So it's like, I want to go and help her, but it's like, mom is busy, I can't do it, so please be patient. But how do you do that? How do you tell a two-year-old that mommy is busy? It's one of the challenges right now for me as well.
Mm-hmm. Especially when she can see you and she knows you're right there.
Yes, and she goes and she peeks underneath the door, so it's like, oh gosh, I'm not hiding from you. But yeah, she does that. She thinks it's just playing game.
Do either of your kids struggle with any of the schoolwork?
Yes, there have been struggles with the schoolwork. At one point, my son logged in, I guess, under the wrong thing to Khan Academy, and they were tracking it, and he did, you know, 3 or 4 days worth of work in the wrong thing that didn't get counted.
Oh, no.
And we had some meltdowns about that, but we recovered. And sometimes I just feel bullish to think that, like, I'm done with school. Like, I'm really going through sixth grade again. Third grade is a little easier than sixth grade.
Yeah. So, I mean, across the board, the working from home and also the students doing schoolwork from home definitely leads to some friction. But I'm also hearing that your family is trying to be as flexible as possible. But there's an emotional toll for sure, just being in the same space all the time. For a different kind of question, how have your fur babies been handling quarantine?
Super spoiled. I mean, right now they're both coddling with me, honestly, and just taking naps right next to mama. I think they've missed that for a very long time because I'm never usually home. And so far, our dog has been, you know, taking 2-3 times of walks outside, whether it's me and my husband or my parents, since they are with me. So they're definitely been super spoiled. But I gotta say though, our dog is grounded as of right now because of the jealousy. I think that he thought we were just playing together, and when my daughter, 2-year-old, wanted to join in, you know, our dog bit her without really realizing that, you know, that what happened. But brave enough as she is, she just cried over it and said, you know, puppy bit me. Mommy didn't see, so I was playing by it. I felt so bad. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, It was mommy's fault because, you know, I could have included all three of us in the playtime. But yeah, but so far they're very, very well taken care of.
Likewise, my dog keeps giving me this look. She's slightly aloof, like, when are you guys going to beat it so I can get back to my schedule?
Great. So babies are our, we need them just as much as they need us, right? And to finish out our segment here today, what would you say is your main message for families at home?
This is my mantra, is just one day at a time, 1 hour at a time. And I'm trying to just really remember what is truly important from this time. What am I supposed to be learning? So let me learn it so I don't have to learn it again.
I couldn't agree more on what Deidre said. I think that's really important. But in addition to that, is that just cherish the here and now and staying present with the family that we are here with, you know, during in this shelter in place. I think right now it's just very important to have that quality time and being okay with what's there and what's available. So I am very blessed with that, having to have that experience.
Well, thank you both for your candid sharing here as parents in quarantine. Thank you so much for your time, and we're out.